Check, check, J-B-M, the baddest blood clot podcast in the whole entire nation. Well, it's just a little podcast that we, my friends and I, my enemies and I, find interesting, entertaining, motivating, inspiring, a little bit of info on the podcast. We are way over 1,000 plays, and I just got a reminder from Snapchat that I started a podcast. The first episode was posted about 2 days ago, last year. A whole year has been gone, yo. And I remember posting the podcast being something I didn't have a name for it, to be honest with you. I just was thinking, man, I have all these goals that I want to accomplish for 2019. It was 2018 then. And it's almost over. It's like, we're coming up to Christmas, we're coming up to, you know, New Year's Eve, then New Year's, and tax return, and this, and it's like a whole year just like, woof, gone. We're a whole year older. A lot have changed in a lot of us lives, including mine. If you do some reflection, you probably would not know or wouldn't really think you are where you are right now. And if you kind of rub the crystal ball and realize that you are actually where you're supposed to be and knew that you were going to be here, then mazel tov. But I would say probably about 85% of us have no idea where we're going to be tomorrow and had no idea where we were going to be today, last year, this time. I mean, wow, it's been crazy, man. A little bit of history about the podcast. I started off one day. I was just going to the gym early in the morning. I was grinding. I'm still grinding. I'm sure you guys still are, too. But I just was, like, listening to music. I get my pre-workout going, you know what I'm saying, some caffeine. And music hit. And I just was looking at the time. And I was thinking about all the shit I've done in the last 48 hours. And I'm still here, you know, I'm still doing it, I'm still putting a smile on my face, I'm still being the top performer at work, I'm still making time for everything. It's almost like I'm an octopus, right? Like, I have so many arms, and I'm thinking, I do it, and though I'm beat down to the ground, I still have time to care and love and help, you know, others. So, I started talking about it, and I started to think about the stressful parts of it, too, where, you know, you don't feel like doing things anymore when you're beat down, and you feel like someone just, you know, kicked you in the face, and you're just laying there like, I mean, the motivation that it took me some of the times to accomplish things, whether it's finishing up a task, or work, or saving, or following through with my plan that I wrote down. For example, next month I need to purchase this and not this, or this month I'll make a budget for my spending to be this, or maybe it's, oh, for the next year or month or 2 weeks, I'm going to start eating this. And I'm going to start cooking that, you know, I'm going to cut back on this and not go out as much as that and so forth. It's a lot of motivation, man, because there's always distraction and there's always, you know, a little mind in your head that says go left instead of right, you know. And I figured I'd start voicing normal life struggles that people face and don't speak about. They just face it. Sometimes they overcome it. Sometimes they fail, and they constantly fail. And you know, last year, this time, they're doing the same shit that they're doing this year, this time. And what happened when you do self-reflection, you start beating yourself up. You get a little bit depressed. You feel like you're not going anywhere and there's no movement. And so forth. So I figured, hey, let's start this podcast. Let's speak about, you know, let's talk to someone. I don't know anyone who wants to listen. And and to share with them that, hey, man, even the successful people, not saying that I'm successful, I'm far from it. However, even the top dogs, the big boys, the big gunners have struggles, man, whether they voice it or not. You know, a lot of people, they're so prideful, they would never show you that side. They will never tell you, hey, you know, I fucked up like 16 million times yesterday, and I feel like shit. Or guess what? I didn't save shit all year. Or, you know, I failed on my last couple of exams. You know, I dropped out of this, or, you know, I got fired, you know. Things like that. Or I wasn't as good as I was supposed to be with my child or my family, or God knows what the situation is, you know. But life changes, man. And then another thing too, what I realized, and I try to implement in the podcast some of the days, is just the fact that life is life, meaning, you know, shit changes. So, like, even if you're on track with your plans, you're doing your thing, you sometimes just get shit coming out the woodworks. Like, you know, for example, small little thing, flat tire, right? Okay, you have a budget for this much now, your fucking tire blew out, and you have to replace it. I mean, that's very small. This is just an example. But when real life shit comes down on you unexpectedly, and you have all these plans, now how do you cope? You know what I mean? Sometimes it's fucking depressing, because maybe on your last leg, maybe this is the last straw that breaks the camel's back. I don't know. But shit happens, you know, and a lot of times people just need someone to speak with, or to just see that they're not alone. They're not alone, man. There's issues with relationship that happens all the time. You know, today we're in love, tomorrow we found out that, you know, you're cheating. And, you know, you guys are engaged, and, you know, you guys had a house together, kids involved, who knows, you know, like, how the fuck do you deal with that mentally, you know? It takes a very strong individual, and, fuck, I see shit happen all the time when people, they think they're strong, but they're really not, because of pride, because of lack of dedication, because they don't follow through, because they don't pick themselves up, because they're quitters, because the way they choose to handle the situation, they might be strong internally, but the way when it comes on to certain things, they just fold. They don't handle it like they would with another situation. If my house fucking burnt flat to the ground, I'd be the first guy to say, okay, let's call this, let's get insurance here, let's look at this, blah, 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 blah. But then, if one of your loved ones passed away, maybe I can't handle that as efficiently, right? So maybe you need someone to motivate you and keep you on track and say, hey, man, listen, man, shit happens, you know, like, you know, condolences, you know, we need to care about a loved one, so forth, show remorse, you know, but we still got to keep moving, and that's what the loved one would want from us, right? But just a little bit about the podcast, man. I hope everyone loves it. Today we're not really speaking about much at all. I'm just taking it easy this week. Thursday on the 12th is my birthday, so I'm feeling excited about it. I'm just now feeling excited about it, to be honest with you. Nobody really want to get older, let's just face the fact, unless you're fucking 20 and you really want to turn 21. But other than that, I mean, shit. Or if you want to get a driving permit when you're, like, what, 18 or something like that, just try to start driving in the daytime, maybe. But other than that, I mean, whatever, man. However, I'm getting younger, not older. And, you know, I'm just happy that we have a podcast or something where I could just speak freely and be judged, whether good or bad. And I just appreciate everyone who listens and chime in. I really want to give back eventually, but right now we're still trying to get a lot of airplay and likes and comments and so forth. And then I'm taking a data log of all who give me feedback. And then what happened is either one, I'm trying to give out individual prizes and announce it, or two, it's just gonna be a random picking every like 3 months or so. I mean, I'm not rich, I can't do fucking every month, you know what I mean? But I'll do like quarterly bonuses, maybe something to give back, something to help out, something to say, hey man, thanks, you know. If I'm helping you, then yeah, that's all I need. So with that said, we are out. Everyone have a great productive day. Never stop fighting, never give up. New Year's coming. Make some solid plans, reflect on your plans from last year. If you don't hit those goals that you set from last year, just remember that you tried and you had them in the back of your mind for an entire year. So give yourself some credit for even trying and attempting. And if you know why you screw up, learn from those mistakes. Try again this year. If your goals were too high to achieve, then you may want to adjust them just a little bit lower. However, you know, aim for the moon, land on the stars. We out. JBM.